Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael. You okay?
No, I just got a lot of different calls and I'm busy. I just got back from vacation trying to get business back up and going and things. So just busy now. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely help you.
I was just more wondering like what the cost is going to be because I'm not trying to like spend a whole crap load of money. I just dished out a whole bunch of money to Angie's Leads for some bids and stuff because it's summer and I'm trying to only do interior work if possible. And last summer I about killed myself. And it was hot through the middle of November, end of November, dude. Like, it was just rough. It was rough. So I'm trying to generate interior work. So I did that and I shelled out a bunch of money and I probably shouldn't have because they charge so much damn money for them leads.
Right.
But it'll get me out there and I'm a good enough salesman if I get out to some people, you know, like.
Well, this will
I mean, money's coming
that.
Through the doors, but I need to pull some bigger jobs for this summer that are interior.
Right. This will replace that, Michael. I mean, there's no better way in our day and age to generate leads and job opportunities than to be on the first page of Google. As a matter of fact, the company you just mentioned, Home Advisor by Angie's, gets a majority of their leads from Google. They're on the first page. So that's exactly what we're talking about doing for you is putting you on the first page as a top recommended option. But we let the customers call you directly. You don't have the lead fees and the click fees or the call fees popping up on you. It's just a flat monthly.
You guys build a website and everything for it too and link it through Facebook and all that or what?
Yes, sir. We include the website as well. So it's a full custom website design that we would build for you.
And how much is it per month?
Well, normally we charge $299, but Tara told me you were quoted $199 and she asked me to jump on the line to apply a new in business credit. So that way we can offer you a $199 month-to-month pricing structure on that platinum bundle. So you're getting all our bells and whistles. We're not cutting any corners. I'm just dropping the pricing to be competitive, but I don't normally like doing that. You know, we're not the cheapest service, but we're certainly the best service. We're a premier partner.
What's the name of the splash, or what is it called again?
Local Splash. If you look us up and look up Google Building One, we're right across the street from them. We're a premier partner of Google, so it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. I mean, we do ads, we do the background checks for Google Guarantee.
So, damn, man, I'm really not trying to break it.
I hear you, but if you fast forward like a month or two from now, you'll be so happy you did this. Because you won't have to pay per lead anymore, and you'll have your own listing, and more people are going to Google a service and call a top recommended guy off the first page than are going to go to Home Advisor. Those ones that go to Home Advisor or Angie's, you know, they're looking for the cheapest price. They know they're going to get quoted by like four or five of you guys, and they're just kind of price shopping, and you're getting charged a lead fee for that. I mean, once we have you up here and we got these customers calling you directly, you know, I'm sure you'll discontinue that and you'll like having these people call you directly a lot better, but not to mention the website and everything else we're doing for you. I mean, nobody's going to be able to beat that pricing structure for what we're bringing to the table for your company. If you hired a guy to stand outside and spin a sign for
a
day.
Is this a small business then?
What was that?
Is this just like a small business then or no?
Our company?
Yeah.
No. We have 400 people that work here. We've been in business since 2004. I've been here for 12 years myself.
Okay.
We're a big company. We have over 5,000 accumulated reviews on the internet. The difference is that if people can't just call us to
because
put themselves...
Maybe the good thing is you guys called me because the other company was called... I don't fucking know the name. Let me think of it. Sorry, I don't mean to cuss, brother. I'm pretty professional.
It's okay.
But they were really pushy, too, man. And at the end of the day, like, I got kids in the background. I explained I just got back from vacation. I didn't expect this phone call. I'm a business owner. I got some things going on. And he was like, well, I don't want you to lose this slot. I'm like, listen, give me a second. I'm like, you know, and then, I mean, I've been in sales. If you guys push the sale... Then there's a story to tell behind it, you know, kind of thing. Like,
so the way it works,
itself, and we should be comfortable. But I don't know.
No,
like,
it does sell itself, Michael. Here's the problem. There's only three guys that show up for your local service area. We do have a spot open, but Google creates this list of you guys. So they have like a list of like almost 40 of you guys, and there's two other Google partners, and so we're all trying to fill the same spot. like before the other one gets to it. So we're going down this list, just calling, you know, first come, first serve. So, you know, that's why you're getting that.
What's the spot for, though? Like, it's what Google, kind of business?
Yeah, it's a Google Places placement. So it's those three guys that show up next to the map there.
I'm not sure what you're even talking about. When you're looking at Google Maps?
Yeah, if you just type in Handyman Sarasota, just as an example, search, there's a map that pops up right in the middle of the screen, and then there's three guys next to it. It's like Mr. Handyman serving Sarasota, Dave Can LLC, the Handyman Company Sarasota. Yeah. So that's where we're talking about listing you. It's in that category, but within that category, you can list yourself for like painting, carpentry, you know, drywall, building additions. I mean, there's various different things you could do in the handyman category. That's just the category. We give you 15 different keywords that you could be listed for at a time. But literally, if we just get one guy from this handyman category to fill the opening that we have, then this, we close the spots out. The next best thing for a business owner to do would be what you're doing now. You know, which is go to like a paper lead service or somebody that is getting leads from Google so you can get a piece of that action.
Okay, let me ask you another question. What about being listed as, like, as painting and handyman?
That's fine. Yeah, painting is in the handyman category. Handyman's just a category. And then you have all these different services that you provide. And we list you for 15 keywords or
but
services.
But it's going to be, okay, so it's going to pop up, though, USA Home Services, and people are going to be able to see that compared to a handyman. So handyman work, this, that, okay.
Right, they're going to be able to see your name, address, phone number, website, review.
Now, it's going to be on, like, on Google. That just pops it up on that search, right?
Yeah, well, it's any of the keywords that they type in that you want to be listed for. So if you're saying, hey, I want to be found for painting, carpentry, handyman, they punch that in and they're within 40 miles of you, they'll be able to see you listed as a top option. So they'll have your name, address, phone number, link to your website, reviews. If they're on a mobile device, there's a click-to-call button. It's like a little phone icon. They click it, it calls you directly live. Like it goes straight to you. There's no, like, we don't text it to you then charge you a lead fee for it.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand that, brother.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying if you could do anything with Home Advisor, Michael, like, you'll love this. You'll probably wind up leaving those guys after a month or two.
That's a lot of money, though, each month if you're not getting work.
If you're not getting work, but it's month to month, you know, obviously that says a lot. Smart business owners aren't going to keep paying us each month unless they're seeing results from it, and we know that. So if we want to get paid, you guys got to get paid. We get in there with you and make sure it's working.
So, is it going to list me like that other company in the top three of Google or no?
Yeah.
It's not going to.
Well, it's a Google Places placement, so that's what we're calling about originally. But we do have to do like a Google verification where they send you this postcard in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. We could hide your address. Yeah. I know you say you got kids and stuff. We can hide your address for you. And then there's another form you got to fill out called a Google verification form. It's pretty easy. Just ask you for like license.
Yeah, I'm going to limit to Sarasota and everything too. So.
Exactly.
Let me ask
you. Have you send that in, and then we interview you. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question. Can I do all this stuff myself?
No. I mean, you could create a Google business profile yourself, so that way you show for like USA.
So that's where Google sends the same kind of verification, correct, to make sure you're verified.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like the same thing you're saying, but you're not going to get, it's only going to list me.
For your name.
Maybe under the handyman category and under my name if I'm lucky, probably, right? It's not going to, you guys are going to be working behind the scenes holding down the website.
Show for your services. Yeah, make sure the website's there. We also make it so you show up for your services. So, like, if you create your own Google business profile, you'll show for people who type in USA Home Services LLC. They'll be able to find that Google business profile. But what we do is we make it so that if people are just looking up painting contractor, carpenter, you know, best carpenter, right, handyman. That's what most people are doing. They're not usually.
Yeah. Screen
then,
repair.
Exactly. And then we make Seems it so like you that. Show up as a top option. That's the benefit to doing these. Is you're catching people right at the moment they're Googling for what you do in your area. And then we're telling them, hey, here's this guy. You know, we've already verified him. Here's his reviews. Here's his website. Here's some work that he's done in the past. Here's his phone number. Give him a call, you know. And then we want to drive as much traffic as possible to you. You know, the guys that are up there now are getting calls every day. So it's like, I mean, we'll put you up there. I mean, you won't have as many reviews as them to start out with, but.
No, I've got good people, though, man. I got a lot of people that can list some really good reviews once. They're just waiting for it to hit Google.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a plethora, bro. I've been in business before I had brain surgery. I had brain surgery 5 years ago. And then I went in working for myself. They started to keep my feet on the ground, so I went into sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into solar sales. And I built a solar company. About 4 months in, structuring this whole fucking thing for myself, the interest rates go from 1.9, 2.9 to fucking 8 to 10%. Not to
wow.
Talk, bro.
That's okay.
I'm 3 years out of brain surgery. Finally found my niche. I'm about to go make a whole crap load of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, the interest rates go up. And I'm like, I'm not going to knock
this. One thing after another.
So then
yeah.
I prayed. I'm like, God, what am I going to do? Like, what is the reason this happened? 4 days later, Hurricane Irma. Screamed everywhere. Boom. Tons of work. I didn't know I could walk a pool cage no more. I wasn't going to test nothing. Since then, I've been working for myself. I've been in legit business for a year on paper. And have done 2-3-story exterior paint jobs, dude, smacking out full remodels, walking pool cages, dude, rescreening things, I mean, anything. Like, I went full back to handyman and worked for myself. And so, like, once some interest rates go back down, bro, I'm starting a solar business on the side, too, and we'll put this shit online, too, and we'll get that cracking because there's so much money to be made, I'm just not making it, dude. I'm so tired of working so fucking hard. And not making enough money.
I hear you. Yeah, you just gotta make it findable. You know, it sounds crazy, the concept of like spending more money just to make money, but that's what business is.
No, you have to spend money to make money, but I don't want to just throw money at something that's not going to like.
No, this is an investment.
I'm a little leery about the home advisor. The only reason I know it'll work is because one, I had a problem in this back in the day with them. Way back 12 years ago, I had a window cleaning company. I got it to the front page of Google in Michigan just by clicking on that shit and paying everybody, taking them to dinner to click on it. Now you can't do that no more.
Yeah.
Not the old way of things, of being able to get yourself to the front page of Google by yourself unless you're actually smart and you know computers and you know how to do this stuff.
Or you work with a Google partner right here on the other end of the line with you.
I don't have the time for the website. I don't have time for the Facebook page. Like, you guys can get the Facebook. I got pictures. I got testimonials. I've got phone numbers you can verify from these people that will write these emails in. Like, Angie's list did a background check.
The Facebook
I've never
ads.
Had a Facebook thing yet.
Yeah, but the Facebook ads require at least a $100 starting budget. So, you know, then you're talking instead of paying
$199. No, I don't need no ads. I just need, like, a page on Facebook for USA Home Services. With the pictures that can be linked to the website. That's all. I don't need no, because there's a lot of people I've made since the hurricane. I've got like 6 to 8 groups on Facebook that brand people keep referring me through because I've done good work. And so, but I don't have a business page for my Facebook. That's all.
Oh yeah.
Like
those are really
they're
easy
just referring,
to create.
They're saying Michael Murphy with USA Home. Yeah, I could do it myself. But
right.
The thing is, if I was going to do that, then I need to do a web business. I needed to get it on Google and all this stuff with brain surgery. When I get a little overwhelmed, I just take a deep breath and I try not to push too much on myself because I'm already pushing hard in the field.
Yeah,
and
stress won't do you.
Like, we're doing okay, dude. Listen, bills are paid. I'm not struggling.
Right.
Like, I'm taking kids on cruises. I got 3 stepkids, dude. It's not just my daughter no more. I've got a whole life. We've got a brand new Kia Carnival and this thing, but I also need to take that next step, dude. Like, I need to make $200,000 to $500,000. And I'm not going to get there doing what I'm doing. I'm going to get stuck making 60 to 150 if I'm lucky.
Right.
150 because you can only
make
so much.
If
I can get these calls,
I can
start hiring some more guys.
I can't promise you that you'll make that. But
no,
what
I can say, though,
is like
more calls.
Yeah, it's been the most profitable way for a business
the jobs
on the market
and then,
for like 16 years. You know, even Home Advisor by Angie uses Google advertising to get leads that they sell to you. So, you know, we're basically just cutting out your middleman, listing you as your own independent business on that first page and let these people call you directly without you getting charged
first
per lead or click or call.
Like Google search?
Yeah, Yeah, you're on the first page of Google as a top recommended option for what you do. And we just
Google Maps. It would be Google also.
Yeah. I mean, you're creating a Google business profile first, and we verify it, and then we do the optimization to move you up as a top recommended option on the first page. So you'd be one of these guys next to the map here.
And then I'll pull up on Google Maps, too, when people are searching in the area.
Exactly.
Something they might need. It'll come up there because it's a Google listed business. And then it's a little scary, bro.
It's really not. I mean, every business owner that you see on the first page has a company that they're working with. You know, that's how they got there. They're not doing it organically anymore. This is how Google makes their money. About 85% of Google's income comes from this. There's no way to organically get on the first page when you have these guys working with Google directly and Google partners like us. You know, there's nothing they're going to be able to do unless they dedicate all their man hours to it. But at that point, then they're not running their business, you know. And they really got to know what they're doing. It would have to be like me dedicating all my time to it. Who knows what I'm doing, but I wouldn't
have
time.
That's what I say. I don't have the time. Like, you only, if you're a working small business, you only got enough time to fucking do the work, do the invoices, deal with the bids, the estimates, and still make money. There's only so much time to be able to get shit done. If I could wave a magic wand and get the job done, then awesome, but if I had the work coming through the doors, I can find the people that can get the work done. Can you take that from her and put that up, please? No, Sky.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, Michael. Like, let us take care of that for you on a month-to-month basis. Like, we're show and prove 30 days at a time. You know, $199 is very affordable. I know you say it's a lot, and I do agree that it's a lot.
In the first month, though, like, I should at least get, like, what, 5 calls in this first month? And then from later down the road, I'll probably be getting, by 90 days, I should be getting a call every day, if not every other day.
Right. The longer you...
with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I need to turn some kind of profit. But listen, my closing rate, bro, if somebody's serious about work, my prices are not extraordinarily expensive. I do good work done right the first time for the market fair standard price. Maybe a little bit more, but not.
But it's something that's going to legitimize your business and establish you for a long time. Yeah, and that's what this is about.
I'm telling you, I've probably lost 6 or 7 jobs out of 50. That have come by way of Facebook or random, like somebody, you know, hitting Facebook leads or just jumping in someone's DMs about being licensed, insured, job done right the first time, love to give you an estimate kind of thing. Like, just little stuff like that, and then meeting people, dude. Like, I've been in sales. I was in solar sales. I closed 5 solar deals in 1 week, July 4th.
You definitely have what it takes.
And that's not preset leads. That's me knocking doors, generating the lead, and then closing it.
Yeah, that's so outdated. Instead of you knocking doors, there's already guys that are looking for help, you know? And we're just
And then I can get workers. Like, I can get people to do work, too, down the road. My problem is I just couldn't keep the work coming in. And when it's GCs, they don't pay good enough. You've got to deal with waiting on money, putting up money on all these materials. You got bullshit along the way. They want you to do this and that extra. And then you find out you're not making the most money. So the GC, taking GC work is not even worth it. So this gets me in the customer's home. I really don't want to spend the fucking money, but I do need to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to be my like account manager, or how does it work with that? Like,
I'll be the account lead. I'll send you my direct number and extension, but we do have an account management team. I won't be the only guy that you talk to. I have guys that help me fulfill the campaign for you and make sure that nothing's getting lost in translation. So, you say you want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Is there a way, the other people I think that had called, that you that sent me a text?
Yeah.
Or John H.?
Yep, that's me. By the way, you're also going to get a tracking system too, so you'll be able to see all the leads we're getting for you, and then you could request reviews through the tracking system. So if you got to send that off to like some old clients, we can do that just to kind of build up the reputation and get you that star rating going.
Yeah, I've already got 3 of them that were sent through Angie, so I've got tons, man.
Yeah, but Angie's Angie's. Like, this is Google. You know, this is your own profile. Angie's gives you a profile on their site. Like, we're building your own Google business profile as your own independent company. So, we want reviews on this. And these are things that, like, even if you leave us later, like, if you're not doing the first page placement with us, you're still going to have all those reviews and have that reputation and have that credibility of being Google verified. So these are things that are going to help the business long term, even if you're not consistently doing the first page placement each month, you know, which I think you will. But I'm just saying, like, worst case scenario, you still win in this situation.
So what you're saying is there's a cheaper option if we drop from the first page placement down the road.
Yeah, like if you were to leave us for whatever reason, yeah, you'll still be findable. Like you'll still have that Google business profile, all your reviews and everything.
And do I get to keep my website and stuff too? Or like, no, but we could do like a website fee to keep the website running, right? I
mean, yeah, you have to have
other things. Like, we can do like a...
Yeah, you have to have
like a smaller package FMV, right, down the road.
Right.
I mean, 100%. I think we'll be fine. $199
I don't think you're going to want to cancel. Yeah, you're thinking worst case scenario.
If I'm getting two jobs a month, bro, like, I'm good. But I'll probably be getting 10 to 15.
Easily doable. The number one search engine in the world, you know, not to mention there's Bing listing, a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa. There's other things that we'll be doing for you, too, and that website. So that's what I was trying to explain to you is, like, $199. I mean, you're getting the most possible bang for your buck there. If you were to hire somebody to spin a sign outside for 2 days, you're going to pay them more than $200, you know? For us to be able to provide this service for a whole month, it sounds like a lot, but it's really minuscule. And what we're trying to do is establish a relationship with you where you end up doing this for a long time and we're bringing in consistent customers for you.
That's true,
then,
too. I mean,
then over time, we make money.
The company that called it, what it is a slot has opened for Sarasota on Google.
Right.
Or Handyman.
Right.
So that's how they can promise you that you can be in the top three. They have not been pushy with me, not one bit, like that other company. And I did do some research. They've got a 4-point-something review. The other one was a little lower, and there was a whole bunch of crappy reviews. This one has nothing bad about it.
Yeah.
Like no quickie. They got
no, we're legit.
They're attached to Google in California.
Yeah.
And let me show you this part right here. 4.2.
Well, that's on Google, but look at our featured customers. There's 1,500 business owners that wrote a review on featured customers.
Yes, 1,500.
They give us 4.9 out of 5. And if you look at all of our recent reviews, the only bad ones aren't actually even clients. It's just somebody mad we called them.
Yeah, no, and that's what happened with the other one, too. But
yeah.
Still, like, there was even issues with people that said, like, of course, when somebody's going to do your stuff as a business owner, you got to become the customer.
Yeah.
And actually look at the stuff
online
and then report back what you're seeing so they can fix it. Let me see who this is. Give me 2 seconds, too.
Okay.
All right, sorry. Hey, if we drop call, feel free to call me back, brother. Because
okay.
I get those stupid bloop calls. Like, how do we avoid that stuff? There's got to be a way that I can
yeah.
put my phone to set for, like, somebody to, like...
There's a thing called Google Voice that we can get
you know,
for you.
Since I started this business a year, I do have Google Voice, and I need to turn my old-ass one off. I had a company
called
Rangers. We called Clean and Clear Services.
Okay.
The old number is 941-444, and I linked it. Post brain surgery just because people could be able to get a hold of me. But no one's getting a hold of me. They're getting a hold of me through Facebook, getting the new number. Anybody that needed to get a hold of me probably has. I'm getting bullshit spam calls from that stupid Google Voice number. I need to, like, get it turned off.
Okay.
The old one. And link my cell phone number, this 941, to the business itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what my business card says. So it is what it
yeah.
is. But
yeah, we'll do a...
With you guys, we can get it filtered to where I'm probably getting filtered through Google to avoid spam, right? Because I'm one of your
right.
partners or something. I can get.
Yeah, we're gonna do a name, address, and phone number cleanup on your online listings to make sure everything matches up, and then we'll get you a new Google tracking number, Google Voice number, and then we'll post that one, and it'll have it live forward to this phone, and then there'll be a caller ID system, so when it comes in from the tracking number, you'll know it's like a potential lead.
Yeah, and that way I won't get any. I could just turn that old Google Voice number off, right?
Yeah, you can deactivate
it
if we do. That's what I was saying. Sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. That's what I was saying.
Do it too, brother.
We do the name, address, and phone number cleanup because when we do the name, address, and phone number cleanup, it'll kick that old number, and then you can either cancel it or we could deactivate it from there, but it won't be connected to
the address. This is going to be, it's a new address, but not everything for my business is all registered, everything where I am now. My old business was Clean and Clear Services, but it was at a different address. I don't even remember what address it was. But I don't think, I think it was, my business wasn't even really listed on Google that much. It was more the phone number for Google Voice. It's a Google Voice number. So
some guys don't even want the tracking number, you know. Sometimes it's nice just to have them call your number directly. It's really your preference. It's whatever you prefer.
I just need to delete that old Google Voice number and just X me.
Okay.
So I don't get, because half the time I don't answer
these
calls.
These are all easy fixes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but it's $1.99 a month. It's a big thing, but here's the thing. When people search on Google Maps for a handyman in this area, it's going to pop up USA Home Services. When they go on Google and they search for painting contractor, when they search for handyman, when they search for screen repair, things like that, it's going to pop up USA Home Services on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
Right there is everything I need to stay busy.
Let her know.
It's a huge dedication.
Yeah, let her know. Like, the stuff you're doing now, like Home Advisor by Angie's, they pay for Google advertising to get leads, and they're reselling the leads to you. So we're basically offering to cut out his middleman in that situation and list him independently on the first page of Google for the services he provides. And that allows customers to call you guys live without the lead fees, the click fees, the call fees. Yeah, like you'll have your own site, your own Google reviews.
I've got a team behind me every month that is making sure. And then I also have like a platform, like I was showing with the other one, where you can see how many leads have came through, how many chances you had at getting phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I guarantee you, in the first month, I might only get like 3 to 7 calls. But within 90 days, my phone will ring 10 to 15 times a month. I guarantee you. And if I got 10 to 15 shots, that's, I'm getting 5 to 15 of them, if not 10 to 15. And even if not, it's fine. You can raise your prices then. Because if you don't
Well, we don't raise our prices.
I didn't mean it that way. Once I'm on Google, because some of the problem I'm having is I give some really great pricing, whereas if I would have just charged 30% more like everybody else, I would have made decent money compared to okay money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if I'm going to be on Google, though, I can then raise those prices to the company average price instead of staying low because I'm doing customer referrals and doing good work for other people that are referring me. They're calling from Google. My price is still competitive with everybody else, and it makes up for the $1.99 a month.
Oh, yeah. The first client we get you should offset that cost each month.
How soon do you think I'll be generating business from this? 2 weeks?
Our clients do usually see return on investment in the first month, but usually month two is where things start to pop because we don't have to go through this whole setup process again of clearing, like name, address, phone number cleanups, the tracking numbers, the building the website, and all the stuff we got to do for you right now. So month two will be better than month one, but you should see results in the first month.
How long until the website like is completely built?
Website is about 3 to 5 days. But you can make changes to the website at any time.
Within 2 weeks, we should be up seeing it on Google where people can find me within about 14 days.
That'd be more realistic. Yeah, that'd be more realistic.
So
that's why we say, hey, you
should be able to pull a job or two by in the first month, or at least a shot at something from
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, we ask our clients to give it 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month.
Out of my quarter. That's why I said, if you're getting the coffee, you're not drinking the water. Isn't that what I said? What did I say? Hang on. My daughter's asking a question.
No problem.
When we were about to get the Frappuccino yesterday, or whatever that thingy is, I said, well, if you're getting that, you're not drinking this. And you said, okay. I didn't think I was going to drink it at that point, but at the same time, when it was there this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, I traded her a Frappuccino for this thing. It's still in the room, half full, probably warm. Sorry. Life is fast-paced, but that's why if I can get these phone calls to you, I think this is the play I really freaking do, man. Like, I really do. Like, you guys are going to back me and, like, make sure that this works. I'm not going to fail, pay a bunch of...
We walk you through it. Like, literally, if I sign you up right now, the next thing we do is we set the appointment for the next call. And we actually sit down and we do an interview. We'll customize the campaign. We'll buy the domain name, get started working on your website. I mean, I could have a client interview going by end of today, today, or tomorrow morning even. Like, we get to work. We'll walk you through it.
Yeah, I'm just seeing some things, like doing some like research. What are the featured customers? Pop-ups or blocked?
Yeah, featured customers are actual business owners that use our service and review it once they've used our services. Those are people that have actually signed up. It's not like somebody just mad we called them or something like that and then wrote something. It's actually people that are clients of ours writing reviews.
Says testimonial locked.
I don't know. I've just seen it this morning. Let me pull it up. There's other ones too. We have about 5,000 reviews across the internet total. Featured customers.
No, even on reviews on the web, Bird's Eye 4.9.
Yeah, like.
And so all your ones on here that are probably bad are probably just based about the sales call at the worst.
Yeah, they just don't like getting a sales call.
They're back me, we're going to get this shit popping, like we're going to do this. I'm not going to regret spending $2,400 a year because now I can obtain a guaranteed six figures for sure. Because
exactly.
I won't have, when you know, when
yeah,
the ball
is
rolling.
And the thing is, it really is month to month. So don't think about it like $2,400 for the year. I mean, we're not going to make it to month two or three unless we're showing you results, you know? So it's really a month-to-month service.
There's no,
like we
there's
earn
no
all of our clients.
There's no cancellation fees, nothing like that.
No. It says that in your service
I mean,
agreement
I'm not trying
writing.
To cancel. I want you to earn my business.
No, that's a good
you know
question,
I mean? But
though,
like if we're in month three or four and it's just not working, there's no fees to stop. We just stop it, and I got a Google listing
and we part ways.
My name's up there.
Yeah,
and
you
I may
keep
not be on that first
create.
Page, but people can find me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
obviously, you'll need a host for your website if you want to keep the website, but just be transparent with you.
Something like GoDaddy or whatever, or something like that.
Yeah, or you could still do it through us as well. I mean, you have the option to do that.
Yeah, and what's that, like $20 a month?
Yeah, they charge $29, and then I think there's like a $99 buyout or like a one-time buyout for the domain. Because just your domain name, like USAHomeServicesLLC.com, that cost us $100 to get from Google on your behalf.
Yeah, no, I know how it goes. I'm not dumb. That's why I'm saying this could actually work for me. Like, if you can get me out there, like you're saying, and we can make money, I don't mind chunking you because it's a business expense anyway. I don't mind chunking you off for $1.99 a month, but we got to be realistic. Like, I'd love to see something, you know, come in the next, you know, from that week two, three, or four slot to where I can at least get a shot at work and then be patient through second month. But by the second month, you know, I think we should have something churning to where at least if I can keep float for the first two or three months by a little bit of work coming through enough to where we can get this to where it's going to be a very profitable thing. You know, you got a great review from somebody that's got a great story, a new business owner of a year that hadn't been on USA or on Google because it was too much mentally for me to continue building the business, doing the work and be a big, you know, traumatic brain injury patient. I'm grateful enough to be on top of a cage and be on a ladder on the third story of a house like this. Like, that's enough.
No kidding.
So this call, you know, if this call goes well and everything works, it's a great testimonial to say, hey, you know, this is how it came up. And
I'm looking
forward to you
being one of those good reviews, you know?
Yeah,
we love adding.
And that's what I'm saying. If I got you guys to have my back along the way, it's a risk, you know, I'm willing to take, I guess.
Well, we've been in business for 20 years, and every one of the guys that we've started working with, they started up with us under that pretense, Michael, of like, hey, it's month to month, we'll try it out.
But
and
you
then
guys started this company when you were clicking for the company.
Yeah.
That's what I did in Michigan. Back in 2004, I started a window cleaning company, and I was working for my company, and I was like, I need more money. So my buddy was like, bro, start it with a website, put it on Google. You own your little thing, so that I put it on Google. Then we started clicking on the thing. So I had like 5-6 people would go on 10 times a day.
Yeah, that was the organic
window
days.
Window cleaning in Novi. Window cleaning in Washington. Window cleaning. And then they scroll through and get mine, and they click on a different one. Then they click on mine, too, and make sure that they write, like, you know, read through the stuff, which would move me up the list. And then next thing you know, it took me 9 months
Yeah.
From never being on
that
Google,
was the
and
organic
nothing to be number one. I was number one every other search, if not every time, and I was in the top three every time within 9 months. And we were just clicking and clicking and clicking, and everybody would go to dinner, and I'd say thanks to everyone for their support, and I'd be like, look, your phone, your house, that's when it wasn't per one click per ISP. You could click 25 times a day, and it was counting. Like, people were like, how you just started this side business, and you're number one on Google? And I'm like, I got some strings attached.
I know
but
what
then,
I'm
like,
doing.
I moved to Florida, started a business down here, and then it was changed. And I'm like, SEO, all right? I know CEO, that's it.
Yeah.
SEO is a little cancer, you know? Like, Now, so I've known about all this for a long time throughout business, and this might be the little niche.
Yeah. I mean, Google changed a lot of things between now and then. So, you know, this is how they make their money. And the guys that get up there are working with a Google partner. So that way Google's getting a piece of the pie. They don't let business owners make a bunch of money off Google organically anymore. You know, they kind of figured out a way to cut that off and stop that from happening. So you kind of need a Google partner like us in order to see those kind of results nowadays.
All right. Well,
you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, let me see what the bank looks like.
Well, while you do that, I'll start working on the profile here. So, what's your last name? Oh, Murphy. What's the business email address where I could send everything in? Business email address where I could send everything in writing.
It's USA Home Services, LLC, at gmail.com.
Oh, easy enough. Okay. All right. And then what's the street address where I could send the Google PIN verification letter to?
The street address is 3444 Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Lane, L-A-N-E, Sarasota, S-A-R-A-S-O-T-A. Florida, 34237.
34237. Okay. And then I'll hide the address for you online so you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to your door or anything like that.
But it'll just list it in that area or whatever on Google?
Yeah, it'll still say Sarasota, Florida, 34237. And you'll still have the red dot on the map. It'll just go out to, like, your nearest cross street. So that way people can't get, like, specific turn-by-turn directions to you.
Yeah, that works too.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's not like I'm a business where they need to come to my house. I'll come to you, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want anybody showing up to your door. That'd be awkward.
No.
All right, so I have the business profile pretty created. They actually had a lot of information on you already. And then this phone number is still the best phone number for us and the clients. You said you wanted me to get rid of that Google Voice tracking number.
Wait, what's a Google Voice tracking number? The one that's attached to me?
Yeah. You said you wanted me to get rid of that.
So that would be the old 941-444-9754?
The actual line we're on is 941-250-8960.
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Right, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get you a Google Voice, like a new one, and there won't be any old one anymore. It'll delete the old one. We'll get you a new
Google. Well, this is not a new one. This is my actual cell phone.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There is a 941-444 old-ass one that's linked through Google Voice to this phone number.
Gotcha. Yeah, we want to get rid of that and get you a new one.
Yeah.
So you'll get a new Google Voice number.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
I guess Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday? Okay. But what about... There we go.
To 8. 6 p.m.
Okay. 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday closed?
By appointment only.
Okay. Good call. So that way they could still call you, but you're not actually expected to work. Okay.
Well, like if they're expecting me to come to them, like, listen, we can talk about it. I mean, if there's enough money, I'll be there, trust me.
But. Okay. No, I like it that
but
way,
also,
too.
Also
that way we're not missing opportunities.
Well, when people are looking to, you know, when people are looking at that, you know, especially religious people, you know, they'll see, all right, I respect
yeah.
that.
Six good person.
Days a week, no Sundays. Like, if you, yeah. you know, if you're a customer, you know, my customers know if they need something, they can call anytime. If it's okay. emergency or something, you know, you call me on my cell phone, and I'll let you know, you know. I put them on video call and guide them through shit. And then just, they'll call me for other work because I don't feel like driving halfway across the city to go teach them, to go, look, go outside. You see that knob? Turn that water off. Okay, fantastic. I'm not going to be able to fix that because that's a main water line. You're going to have to call a plumber. Do not turn that water back on until the plumber's been to your house. If you need water, you know, I can come over there and figure it out real quick and see if we can get you using water somewhere in the house. You know what I mean? Or whatever, like based on my knowledge, and then, you know, charge them 80 or 100 bucks. Come over there and just turn it off, you know, at a certain place so they can still use one sink or something.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, but yeah,
take care.
Either of it.
No, it sounds like you'll go above and beyond for these guys if you have to.
No, I do great work too. And wait till you start seeing these pictures come and these reviews, dude. You're going to be like, we just built like a powerhouse.
Speaking of that, all right, so I'm actually going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you this email address because we have to build the website for you. Do you have a logo already?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, send in a bunch
of
pictures.
I don't know 100% if I own the rights all the way because I had this company build it for me that was supposed to send me some shirts and they screwed me over.
Oh, okay. We can help you with the
so
logo.
I don't, but we can, I've got the logo I want. I paid them too and I can prove that I paid and everything, but, no, the logo, yes, I do own the logo. They created the logo for me and sent it to me.
Okay. Yeah, send it to that email address.
I have the logo. My bad. I sent the logo to some t-shirt guys and they never made my t-shirt. And,
yeah.
This is your number, 877?
Yeah, that's a company line. So if you go to, like, look up Local Splash, that's that same number right there. But if you hit 544, it'll call me directly. So it's just our company line, but my extension in there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And then I have your account created. They just want to know, like, what would be the best time for us to do the client interview with you?
I don't really know.
it usually takes about 30 to 40. Yeah, let me double check. So I think they might be at their max capacity today. But let me double check.
Hey, wait. Tomorrow's Thursday. Anytime tomorrow.
Okay. You want to go like 10 to 11 tomorrow morning?
Friday because I got these Angie's list. But see, what I did with Angie's list is I prepaid for these leads, right?
Oh,
so
geez.
I prepaid.
What did that cost?
Well, they did $750 for the 1,000 with the first year of $199 wage.
Jeez.
But
okay.
Here's the thing. I'm only doing 1 and 2 bedroom paintings, which is only $40 to $75 a lead, which is not astronomical.
Yeah,
but you'll
go through those leads quick. I mean,
I
could burn
what
through $750 in like a week with those guys. So that makes me real happy that you're doing this, but then I also feel like I should charge you more.
don't charge me more because listen, the reason I did that is because
I've
got the ability to close every customer I talk to, and I've got the ability to upsell every customer that I've been at. I took a paint job to a full remodel, including laminate floors, wood, custom carpentry, finished wood, all this stuff, dude. Like all from a little. She was in over her head once she scraped the popcorn down and put water-based primer and realized it was going to need 3 coats. And so I took the project from there and literally like took it. So I can turn their leads off. Since it's summer, I just wanted to get out to some of these customers. A lot of people will look at their living room and they won't count it as a room and they'll want their bedroom too. And they'll put it on the 1 or 2 bedroom thing and you can get a decent ass job. So I did that just because one, also they do a background check, full background check, everything. So if I have customers, when I was going to make this Google page soon and start trying to build the website myself and all these things, I'm using Angie's List on a pause thing for the next year because they've waived the fee to show that one, I've got a platform somewhere online. Two, I've got the background check. I can be in your house. Angie's would not approve me if I wasn't legal. You know what I mean? So it really was going to help promote business through this summer and get me some interior work. So what I'm going to use that for now is to keep me busy until this starts to go, and then I'm going to drop Angie.
Gotcha. Yeah,
does that
smart
make sense?
Move.
I'm glad I did Angie's already because now smart I've got move. These leads prepaid so that this can share, because they're supposed to do their finalized thing on Friday, so and then the leads can start coming through. And I'm only doing in Sarasota. Probably my main thing is since that hurricane, when I went back to work for myself doing the screens, I've been going down south toward North Florida. I'm not sure if you're from Florida. You're probably not.
Oh, but, I know Florida well, you know, though. I work all my, I like focus on the state of Florida for my clients. Like that's
so
what
I'm in Sarasota, and I was going Northport and a little farther south even. So like my daughter already lives in Northport. They had to relocate because it's, you get priced out of paradise. I'm not trying to get priced out of paradise. So they, it's a 45 minute drive at least, if not longer, to go to Northport. And then when the hurricane came, we were looking at an hour and 20 minutes back and forth going down south. Like, I want to concentrate on Sarasota area, and this is a perfect thing on top of the Angie's List, because that's why I'm doing these things, so that way I don't have to go as far. I don't have
You're
to spend
right.
as much time.
Let us build you up, though, and then once we got this built up, you'll have enough clients and basically a pipeline where you can leave Home Advisor. You won't lose any sleep over it.
No, I'm not even worried about it either. I knew it was just going
to
be
It'll save you money, too. $750 is crazy. You can go through that in a couple of weeks. I mean, you'll probably wind up spending $1,000 a month on that. So I'm saving you a grip.
Better not.
And you have potential to get a lot more opportunity because there's more people searching on Google than are actually going to Home Advisor. Usually if they're going to Home Advisor, they're just looking for the cheapest price.
Yeah, that's true, too. And then they're trying to charge you that lead. I had some problems with Home Advisor way back in the day, man. Like 13 years ago, they started this.
Oh, they were called Service Magic back then?
Yeah. And then, no, they were still Home Advisor. I think they just switched to Home Advisor. And they were trying these new book your appointment things. And, like, my email, they were using my other email that they had generated before, not the email that I gave them, but I was getting all my stuff through text for my appointments. So, and then I was in window cleaning, so there was a couple of dudes that jumped on there that didn't give a crap and would go undercut all these jobs just because they wanted the window cleaning customer to be like, look, I'll charge you $99, we'll do the outside for $75 quarterly, you know, and $99 on the in and out one year, and then they get the customer, and then they build this customer base and sell it off. So they didn't care because they were back then, they were like $21, $18, $13, whatever. They were just eating them alive and having someone go do the window cleaning job. And so it was hard to compete, and I was having a hard time. And then I was like backed up $600-something in previous pre-appointments that went to my email. I missed 15 appointments. I'm like, I would have went to every appointment. You guys see my closing rate.
They still do that to people. I had a client of mine. It made me so mad. This guy was like, he's like in his 80s. He's had this roofing company out here for like 30 years, you know, like when before Google even started. But he used a flip phone, and they kept sending him all these leads, and he wasn't text messaging. He was like 80, you know? He just was the owner of the company. He didn't really, like, you know, he had crews and guys.
A crap load of money.
They charged him $3,700 in 2 weeks and just roofing leads.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was insane. And I had to, like, get on the line and try to help him out. I started finding all these things, though, like the Federal Trade Commission was investigating him and stuff. After you start bringing those kind of things up, they kind of backpedal and let it all go. Cause it's like, this guy was like, I got a lawyer.
They just let it go.
I
hope I'm not in that kind of spot. That's why I put myself in that low category because, you know, I want, and I own the interior for now too. So like, I'll go bite the bullet and do some interior paint all summer. And then, you know, then I'm trying to stack up the exterior paint jobs on good deals for customers because it's too fucking hot. Like, these people want their house painted now. It's going to be the middle of summer. You know, I tell them, look, all these companies are going to sell you $6,000, $5,000. I said, my price right now to do it is going to be $6,000. But if you want to wait till the winter, sometime middle of November, all the way through the beginning of May, I can do it for $4,500. All I need from you to secure that in is a $500 deposit. And you can pick when you want it done. We can pre-schedule now. Based on weather, that's the only thing that might we have to juggle around that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
the next couple months,
people can
get
a deal. Yeah. And then I can book up these exterior paint jobs ahead of time, and I can go into each winter with 4, 6, 7 exterior paint jobs that can just be back to back to back, smack them all out before Thanksgiving, take off, you know, through the holidays and take some time off with the family, knowing that I made a shit ton of money each winter off of like 6, 7, 8. And I'll tell them ahead of time, like, look, this is what they're going to give you bids. You're welcome to shop it around. It's too hot. People don't want to be out there. They're taxing. But if you want to wait, it's only 6 months. I can guarantee you great work.
at a heck of a price because people aren't killing themselves all day. You can get good-ass workers all day to work hard. It's winter in Florida. Like, shit, we could get this money, boy.
So, yeah. And that's now, what's cool about that hot weather is definitely going to be an issue. Tomorrow's actually the first day of summer. So you're firing this thing up like right at the beginning of summer.
Ooh, it's already been hot here, man. That's why
See an uptick in the amount of searches that are done in the summertime. Summer's always good for business. It's just whether you want to get out in that heat or not, you know?
No, I work all summer, bro. Don't get me wrong. I've done it, the past however many summers recently. And, like, I knocked doors in the summers before that post-brain surgery. And I've got the power to...
What happened with that? That's what I heard you saying. You had the brain surgery. What happened? It was just like a benign tumor.
I should have quit drinking, bro. No, like I just didn't quit drinking soon enough. You know, I go through phases of being sober and back to drinking again, and try to drink once in a while. And I mean, I'm 40 now, been sober 4 years, but COVID messed it up post brain surgery too. I thought I could start drinking once in a while. By May 10th, I was on a plane. Had already drank 21 straight days since COVID in the winter. So, that was not a long time. Like, I must have started drinking around Thanksgiving, and by May 10th, I already drank 21 straight days, which means I probably was fully drunk since February. I would say since, like, Valentine's, I was probably drinking 5 to 7 days a week almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and that's not good for somebody post brain surgery, and I thought I could just – it was the wrong time to start thinking I could drink once in a while, but it also made me realize that there's no place in my life for alcohol. It's led me to a lot of bad things in life. Like,
amen.
Thank goodness, not a lot of trouble, but a lot of the trauma and a lot
of
things
I've
witnessed.
Yeah,
I've seen some bad stuff, dude. I've seen people get hurt, fight each other. Like, we were a young group of young, rough teens that got drunk every weekend, and somebody always fight. Or breakups, or like people disrespecting women, and I'm like,
you're talking to a
guy
with a metal plate in his jaw, you know? I had it installed, and I was 21 years old, and I'm 32 now, so it's, I learned that lesson.
I was still drinking into my 30s. I lost a fiance to cancer at 27 up in Michigan, and I moved down here, started a window cleaning company. Like I said, and you couldn't tell me shit. Like, man, I was doing my own thing, and I moved away from everybody to do good, and my alcohol was my alcohol, and for the longest time, like, I thought men went to work, took care of their shit, and drank their alcohol, and all it did was honestly not really get me anywhere too much. You know what I mean? Like, and this is my second shot at business, doing it right, sober, dude, like...
Yeah.
You know, and... It's crazy.
Awesome.
I don't know if this is the end all be all because I need to like touch good money. Like if I'm not going to make good money, this is not going to be it. But if I can get on Google, this will keep me busy while I build other things as I grow.
It's when.
I don't have to take the crappy work that comes my way because I need work. I can bid it at a fair, honest rate. And if you don't want me to do it, fine.
That's what I tell my clients all the time, like cherry pick. I know in the beginning it's exciting when you start getting them to come in. So you're like accepting jobs. But, you know, you're going to get to a point where it's like, man, a guy just called me for $5,000 job and he wants it done.
I accepted
a $2,000 job. You know, you're like, dang it. Yeah. So
that's what happened to me because nobody wants to call you until you're busy. Right? So I'll get slow. And once the ball stops rolling, it's hard to get the ball rolling. Like I came back from a vacation. I just did 5 hours of work for $450, you know, over 2 days at this one house. And, you know, and then I've got some other customers that have called for some dumb stuff. And that's just, you know, I'm blessed to have things rolling like that. But at the end of the day, if I didn't have these random customers from doing good work, the ball stops rolling. It's hard to get it rolling.
Scary.
You got to like literally.
Yeah,
go
that's
to
what
Home
I
Depot
tell people. It's like
yours.
Having doing stuff like this is like having insurance on the business that you're going to get clients. You know? It's something you should do. I tell people all the time. They're like, oh, you're just saying that because it's your job. It's like, honestly, I don't know how businesses succeed without it. Like, if I were going to start a company, that would be the first thing that I would do is I would build all the online listings and try to get clients.
You know, along the way with the old companies, like the window cleaning ones and when I first was painting and doing remodeling and things like that, you know, like you had a lot of different fly-by-night companies thinking that they could build you a website for $600 and for $99, we can do search engine optimization and stuff, but like they just weren't delivering. Like, you guys have a track record. You've been around. You've been a company. I didn't know that. I wish you guys would have called me a long time ago. Fuck, we could have done it with my whole business, too.
We've been around longer than Home Advisor by Angie. So.
So evidently, Angie's got my name to where you guys could get a hold of me, though, too, so that Angie's thing might have paid off. And, like, it's a little blessing
in
disguise.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know you existed.
I knew in my head I wasn't trying to keep them, but I'm like, well, shoot, you're going to waive the first year fee. You're going to give me $1,000 worth of leads for $750.
Hindsight's 20/20, you know. Sometimes they're just a stepping stone and not the long-term solution. So, yeah.
No, I knew that, though, too. No, I knew that already. So, Angie's leads probably got USA Home Services to where these people started calling, like the other people. And something just didn't feel right with them. But I did like the idea. And then you guys, she had contacted me and I asked her to call back. So, that whoever that lady was. So
yeah. Well, I took this spot off the board. We got
to
go ahead and lock it up here. I scheduled the client interview between 10 and 11 tomorrow.
Oh, I got to get the card.
Okay, go ahead and
grab
that.
Do you do all the stuff today or do they do it tomorrow? Because, look, hey, when I gave Angie's List this card, they said it's fine because my card on vacation, my business card is missing. But I don't want – no money's gone. It's got to be somewhere. It's been missing for – I was on vacation, so I noticed about like 10 days ago.
Yeah, you can usually lock it
mine
in the app.
Is.
Okay, good.
No, mine here. What I'm saying is I have another business card. My fiance is listed as a member on my business because I've had brain surgery before and I was going to be doing rescreens and walking pool cages. And God forbid if something were to go wrong any day, anytime, or even normally, like something could go wrong with my head. She can access the bank. She can sign forms. She's not part of the business, but she can act as a member of the business legally.
Right.
So paperwork, bank, all that stuff, get paid, pay other people. So I've got that set up for growing down the road, too. So I'm going to have to use that card. It's USA Home Services. It does have Ashley Lonsdale on it. But they made my username with Angie's List her phone number. How'd they even get her phone number? I never gave them her phone number. The only way I could think is it was linked to that card. Her phone number is linked to that card.
Yeah,
when they ran that card, So I told him, I was like, look, she don't want to get no calls. Like, this number don't need to be out there online. And once you link it now through. So, yeah, but let me get that card.
Okay.
She's got it. Hey, babe. Are you off that floor like you said or no? No rush. Can I have the card, my love? Chris, but at the end of the day, how are we going to get the business? Yes, and how are we going to get the business to where it needs to be? Putting it on the front page of Google and getting it out there for everybody to have a chance to call is the best play for me staying in Sarasota in general. And I'll use those Angie's leads to keep me busy until this starts to pop over the next 2 to 6 weeks, I think. And for within 90 days, if this isn't working, then they're not the company that was supposed to have my business because they should be able to have it where it needs to within 90 days, guaranteed.
It's more than enough time.
Yeah, no, way more than enough. Like, we'll be rocking and rolling, and it's going to be like a rocket ship. It's going to blow up. All these people that searched Candyman in Sarasota for how long, and now there's a new one out of Nola with good-ass pictures and good reviews and a good website. Where did this come from? You know, it just wasn't out there. No, I'm talking to him. I said, well, I just wasn't out there. That's where it was. I've been out here, but I just wasn't visible.
You
had to know about me, It's not like it's new. I've been here. I've been tromping Sarasota for 12 years at this crap, dude. You know, like, this is just my new
Some of them are going to be finding you.
Honestly,
like, hey, I remember you.
Cool financing too. The dude told me he needed 2 years, but when I talked to him, he said, give him 1 year, and then he can get me financing for my customers. So when, like, the hurricane comes, and they need to get the screens done and stuff, and they don't want to break the grid because they're waiting on insurance or whatever, that's perfectly fine. I've got a way for you to be financed. And, you know, that's an option that if you want to sleep on it, just let me know. I can have them reach out to you and, you know, you can go over the terms and conditions and they'll pay me directly for your work. If that works as an option, you know, that's something I'm going to add too. So there's big things going, bro.
Yeah, that's
all right. Whenever you're ready, I got everything.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right, it's 4741. Now, we're only charging $199 per month, correct? No extra fees, no nothing.
Exactly. I'm going to send you everything in writing right now.